The croissant had the delicate, buttery, brittle crinkle to its gleaming surface that transmitted goodness by sight, by sound, by taste. It was the same croissant I always get at Haido Bakery, a Vietnamese family-run bakery in Tarrytown on the West Bank that's a master of French pastries and draws throngs for its old-school king cakes. What was different this time? Well, on a recent Saturday morning, the bakery was pretty quiet, and it's been largely the same at bakeries I've been visiting around town. This is still the slow time all across the New Orleans food and drink world, and this summer has taken an especially hard toll on these businesses. At bakeries, the lingering lull we see now shows a dramatic flip side from carnival season, when many bakers can barely keep up, thanks to the craze that is king cake. I believe king cake demand has in large measure underwritten the revival of the New Orleans neighborhood bakery. I love having more of these small, distinctive, neighborhood-based purveyors of artisan bread, fine pastries, savory treats, and desserts. I want to see them thrive. And that brings the current season on our social and eating calendar, football. Whatever else a game day might bring, it can be a framework for friends to gather, and naturally, to eat. When it comes to the Saints, we have many noon starts this season, and breakfasty, brunch-like food from the bakery seems to land right for the early starts, or maybe even earlier pre-gaming. The dirty truth around New Orleans is that many bakeries keep king cake in year-round production, sometimes calling it by different names. I'm not saying which bakeries, because as much as I want to encourage support for local bakeries, I don't want to encourage the off-season corruption of the king cake tradition. In any case, our local bakeries are filled with so many other Epicurean delights that are good for entertaining on game day or bringing something along to the party. A trip to your favorite bakery now gives a double bottom line, supporting a local spot when it's needed most, and upping your own game day food plans. Now that is a win-win. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty. I know darn well we can work it out.